Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a loaded transmission filled with key information today. We're going to have in studio author, Constitution Party presidential candidate, and all-around liberty leader. We're going to have here in studio with us today Chuck Baldwin in the third hour. In fact, he's here in Austin now, flew in late last night. And he is going to be in studio with us today. And we're going to talk about the Second Amendment, the culture wars, the Obama scandals, all of it with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Then I'm going to interview him for Obama Deception 2. We have a lot of really cool guests that we're going to be having in studio as we fly them here for the production of Obama Deception 2 that I want to get out by September of this year, in amongst all the other work we're doing. Mike Judge has been a listener for 17 years, he said. And I talked to him on the phone over the years and text messages back and forth. We have a lot of mutual friends like Rick Linkletter, but also Weldon Henson and others. And, he gave us an in-depth interview, and actually opened up about his politics and things, something he's never done before. And so this will be a news-making interview. That's coming up in the next hour, and it's almost a documentary. So Rob Dube and Darren McBreen, Marcos Morales, and some of the other crew did a really superlative job on this from an interview I did at his home last Tuesday. That is coming up. That'll be audio for radio listeners, video, obviously, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, though we're now sending out a free video stream for everybody, if we can pay for the bandwidth, if it continues. I'm not sure how long I can do this, but Infowars.com/show has the free podcast, has the free audio, video stream of the daytime show. It has the free iPhone app, the free Droid app, and a bunch of other stuff, and a link to the free newsletter to sign up to get the magazine free, a digital version, Infowars.com/show is also a link that's key to send out to your friends and your family. Again, I'm going to try to cut some video ads to play over this to pay for it. It's costing me a lot of money, and they're supposed to have that up a month ago, and they're doing a great job. It's just that we're trying to do too much here. So please buy books, videos, T-shirts. Get your high-quality Pro-Pure water filters 15% off at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up to be members, InfoWarsStore.com, to get the Pro-Pure water filters 15% off. We're only running that for a week. All of that stuff is what allows us to then have our own platform to fight the globalists. We're not funded by NPR, by taxpayers, and by big tax-free foundations like Rockefeller Foundation. We are funded by the viewers like you, and that's why we're able to do this. I didn't mean to get into a plug right here at the start of the show. The point is that I start talking about that video feed and almost cringe, you know, getting a $10,000 extra bill last month. And if it keeps growing, it'll be 20,000-30,000 this month. And I just cannot do it unless we get the video ads up on it with sponsorship. So the point is, that's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv members who get all the films, get the nightly news, get the, you know, all the extra stuff because, you know, this stuff cost us bandwidth. I don't know what it is. It's something ridiculous. I think just on bandwidth, I spend more than $500,000 a year. Just to give you an example of just, and I don't want to spend my time worrying about money. Because we're growing, but it's exponential, and the cost just goes up and up and up and up. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and you can share it with up to 11 people. Share your username, passcode. Make sure it's a unique, original username, passcode. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. Okay, that's not what I'm covering today. Mike Judge is coming up. Pastor Chuck Baldwin in studio. Wow, what a mix there. And then we're also going to get into Bernanke Sparks, massive stock market sell-offs. The meat cleaver attack in London, what's really behind that, so much more. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits way of life.
Yeah, Obama says don't listen to people that say that there could be tyranny in government. Don't listen to common sense. Don't listen to history. Get rid of all the common sense that made this country great. Again, thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of May 2013. Mike Judge, in a big exclusive interview / documentary we spent a week putting together, will be premiered here in the second hour today. And then in studio, we have Pastor Chuck Baldwin to talk about all the scandals and where he sees this country going and the Second Amendment. He's going to be in studio with his former Constitution Party candidate and an all-around really great guy. Looking forward to having him here in studio. I don't think I've ever met him in person. No, I did meet him in person once at an event. That's right. So that's just some of what we've got coming up today. Obviously, they have hyped the daylights out of the machete-wielding terrorista there in London. Of course, it's a guy with a butcher knife and a meat cleaver. And I called Paul Watson, one of our London reporters, And I said, Paul, you call them meat cleavers over there. And he goes, yeah, they're called a meat cleaver or a butcher cleaver. And so I don't know why they're calling it a machete. In fact, it's a small meat cleaver. And he said, you and your children will be next, Islamic fanatics wielding meat cleavers. Butcher, and at least the Daily Mail got it right, and tried to behead a British soldier, taking their war on the West to a new level of horror. And Paul Watson wrote the story that's up on Infowars.com saying, will Prime Minister David Cameron transfer weapons to the London terrorist working with these people? And I mean, that's a serious headline, because these very jihadis are being given heat-seeking missiles, anti-aircraft guns, bazookas, heavy machine guns, and armored vehicles by NATO and by Israel, by the way. That's in the Israeli press. They're giving them vehicles and giving them field hospitals. And they actually fly Al-Qaeda flags. And the main brigade, that's 4,000 troops, that is the most successful brigade, calls itself the Bin Laden Brigade. This isn't my show 2 years ago saying, hey, these are really Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia brought in by NATO. This is now London Times, L.A. Times, New York Times, Council on Foreign Relations, London Telegraph. And you've got, like, the deputy Mossad chief was in the news a week ago going, it's better to leave Assad in than put Al-Qaeda in. This is very bad. I mean, even the Israeli press is saying, why are we helping these people? So I want to get this straight. Because there's media articles out attacking me going, Alex Jones claims our government's funding Al-Qaeda. He's a nut. Ladies and gentlemen, see, instead of getting an award or being told I was right and I had courage to tell the truth about this 15 years ago, even before 9/11, I'm even more ridiculed because I'm right. Well, I'm going to get into this later, too, because listeners have to understand this. Media Matters has almost no viewers or readers, but it's important because it's run by the White House on record, full of White House personnel. They watch the show. They listen every day. But they don't ever show video, you notice. They show audio edited on a blue screen to edit what we say, and then it's a talking point for Huffington Post, MSNBC. They all attacked us last night. And they edited it to where I said that I basically thought black helicopters caused the tornado that hit the suburb of Oklahoma City more. And I was on three different radio shows this morning. One of them was our affiliate in Knoxville, and then I was on Man Cow and one other. Man Cow and the other show, two out of three, brought it up and were playing clips going, do you really think it was weather weapons? And I said, well, you notice that's not video, that's audio. They edited what I said. And they're doing this more and more. More and more. They're saying, Alex Jones says it was nothing but actors at Sandy Hook. I never said that. Other people said that. They say, Alex Jones says have an armed march on Washington. I've said I don't think it's a good idea. I've told people no over 100 times when I've been asked publicly on air. And I said that I thought it would be a setup and that they would arrest Kokesh ahead of time. But that I admired his courage, and I don't think he's a provocateur consciously. He said, well, I'm a provocateur for liberty. I think he's got a little too much chutzpah for his own good. Bravada, whatever you want to call it. I get the civil rights of it. I get the civil disobedience that the laws blocking you from having a loaded rifle on your back in D.C. were overthrown in 2008, D.C. versus Heller. So he is spiritually in the right. You know, there's the letter of the law, the spirit of the law. He is in the spirit of the law and in the letter, but you have a tyrannical government during a 4th of July parade that's happening with a bunch of families out there, hundreds of thousands of people all over the place. It is tailor-made for a provocateur. And I have said I think it's a bad idea, but he's doing it. So I said, hopefully alternative media will have so many cameras there, the feds don't try something. And still the media spins what I just said there. I said that 10 years ago when I was asked to have an armed march on D.C. to demonstrate the Second Amendment, I was asked that a month ago or 3 weeks ago when Kokesh announced this. I'm asked this every day, and that's the same answer. And, you know, when the media calls up, they call back a day later and go, can I talk to you again? And then I get on the phone with the newspaper, and they go, Now, so you do support the march. You do think it's a good idea. And I said, I told you yesterday it's not. So then the newspapers call me back the next day. It's like Bloomberg is doing some big cover story on me. And they keep over and over again calling up going, so this is what you said. And I said, that's not what I said. And then they call back wanting to meet again so they can finally get me to agree to saying things I didn't say. So all I'm saying is we're under the White House magnifying glass. We need your prayers. Because they're running around saying that I said black helicopters did this when I didn't say that. And they're running around, you know, saying that I want an armed march and a shootout in D.C. I didn't say that. Kokesh didn't say he wants a shootout. He did make provocative statements that I really think are wrong. And I told him off air and on air, but off air I said, they're coming to get you. He's like, oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen people that have that type of bravado. And, you know, I can only admire it at a certain male level. I'm not going to do that cowardly thing where I go, he's an idiot, he's stupid, he's crazy. I'm a man for saying he's bad. I mean, I get spiritually he's in the right and he's all geared up to do it, but I don't like where it's going. Now, I'm going to go to break here in a moment. We're going to come back and they're trying to make what happened at Sandy Hook completely secret with the State Secrets Act in Connecticut. That's very dangerous. Bernanke sparks massive stock market sell-offs from Japan to other parts of the world. We're going to be getting to that. And I'm going to get at the bottom of the hour to our top story. Riots are already basically starting in London. And we know the last riots were provocateured. There were real Muslim extremists and criminal groups out doing the rioting. The police stood down to allow it to take place. Now they've got the nationalists over there doing stuff. We're going to get into all that. But here is just a tidbit of what's coming up in the next hour. Very powerful video and audio. The video is really good. The intro Darren McBring did. Go to Infowars.com/show. You can see the video we're about to play, Infowars.com/show, the free podcast, everything is up there. But I'm going to take you out to break with this video and audio of the intro of the 36-minute interview we're going to air in part of next hour with comedy icon, creator of King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, has a new show on HBO, basically Office Space coming to TV weekly. It'll be very powerful. Idiocracy, Extract, and basically half my favorite films. Let's go ahead and go out to break with the intro to Mike Judge.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your
extra big-ass fries.
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now I'll talk slow so as you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Internal investigation that shows the agency targeted the Tea Party and conservative groups.
That does scare me. I think I'm just going to make sure to not use the words Tea Party or Constitution in any of my work.
All right. Who are you? CIA? FBI? ATF?
While gun ownership is at an all-time high, crime is down.
No one will be able to be armed. We'll take all weapons.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns.
Fidel Castro took the guns.
Nominee.
Hugo Chavez took the guns.
And if you try to take our guns,
1776 will commence again. If you try to take our firearms.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
All right, folks. Coming up in the next hour, we'll cover news the first 20 minutes or so, and then we're going to air in between the breaks the entire piece. And then tonight, this is a little bit more family-friendly version we're airing on the radio. Tonight, there's a little extra. It's not very racy, but it's a family show, so we, you know, censored Mike a bit. Tonight, InfoWars Nightly News, you know, it's going to be premiering the full thing. PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, subscribers get the films, the books, everything, the special events. But we are sending out the daily radio show now free to everybody while we can pay for it at Infowars.com/show. So you can also see the Mike Judge interview coming up next hour as well.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, coming up in the next segment, so I have plenty of time to get into this, we're going to air the full statement of the man running around with the meat cleaver. Him and his associate reportedly drove their car into someone wearing a pro-military shirt and then got out and unsuccessfully tried to chop his head off. And, you know, to me here, the bigger story is that everybody just stood around and walked over and talked to him and walked over like voyeurs and looked at the dead body. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to act like I'm tough, but I have been in fights with knives and things, okay? I mean, I grew up insanely rough. My parents didn't even really know what was going on other than the fist fights. I didn't ever pull knives on people, but I've been in fights with somebody trying to stab me. And I've been slightly stabbed before. I'll just leave it at that. But the point is, it didn't get any organs. I'll leave it to you that way. And I got knife cuts on my hands, knife cuts on my arm. Kind of looks cool, you know, when you're out at the swimming pool. But the point is that if I saw two guys with meat cleavers and I wasn't armed, I would run till I got a weapon or got to the police. Okay? So these people didn't run, though. Now, if my family was there, I'm going to fight you. Or if I'm cornered, I'm going to fight you. But if I see big guys with meat cleavers and butcher knives, boom, baby, I'm running. I'm running. It's that simple. And something doesn't add up here. See, I'm already getting into this. I said I'd get into it. The reason I always say I'm going to get into it coming up is not to make you wait to listen. It's that I'm like thinking of all these data points, and it makes my head hurt how wrong this story is. But then I don't know what the truth is. It looks like it's real, but then it also looks like something's fake. Or maybe, I've been to England before. Are Brits really this not just domesticated, but to the point of guys are stabbing and trying to chop a guy's head off? And then people stand there videotaping them? And then people are taking photos of the dead body like it's... Maybe people watch so much television that they didn't with normalcy bias, but it's a whole bunch of people. I mean, you would expect... You got like a crowd of like 30 people at one time just in the view of the camera, right up by the guys that have just run over somebody and then tried to chop their head off. They should have had a serrated knife to do that, by the way. Not a meat cleaver. I mean, it's serrated enough you can just saw right through it. It's hard to saw a deer's head off with a hacksaw. I mean, you got to like really get into it. Hatchets work best if you're really in a hurry butchering a deer. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, is it takes something to sever a head. And I mean, even a chicken neck domesticated nanny state person. See, I'm already getting into it. I'm going to stop right there. We're going to come back, play a statement, go through all the points. But I see these stories all the time where somebody gets run over in the middle of a town, people watch them bleed to death, or was a case in Toronto where a woman's raped on a busy street on the sidewalk and then beaten in the head with a crowbar, and then the business manager of a telecommunications company told us, laughed at it, they all watched it, but then said, don't call the cops, we don't want to be called as witnesses. A woman being beaten, and she later died of aneurysms, and the guy's saying, you and your children will be next. On the video, we're going to play that coming up, Islamic fanatics wielding meat cleavers butcher and try to behead British soldier, taking the war on the West to a new level of horror. And by the way, this is just too rich. Because if you go to Infowars.com, you have Paul Watson's article, David Cameron to arm Woolrich terrorists, ? Because, ladies and gentlemen, our government, the British government, NATO, have armed at least 60,000 at a time. It's been multiple waves. No one knows the exact number. Over 120,000 dead on record. With an offensive war, starting it with Syria, with Al-Qaeda, killing these people. And they go into Christian houses and, I mean, there's so many beheading videos. And... I mean, I can't even watch them anymore where they're beheading a dad because he won't car bomb for them. And they're going, we're going to blow up America next, you know, in English, gibbering English. Bin Laden brigades, black Al-Qaeda flags. And our government's giving them heat-seeking missiles. And, man, next time I fly and the TSA comes up and wants to grab my genitals, I'm going to have articles going, here's our government running Al-Qaeda. Now, you know this is all a fraud. Stop this madness now. Stop acting like it. Now, these guys aren't real Al-Qaeda. They look like real bozo, crazy patsies. I'm going to tell you what I think when we get back. I think this is real. And these are bozo patsies. And then you've got the bozo public doesn't even know how to even get scared of guys with meat cleavers and butcher knives. Let me tell you, somebody pulls a butcher knife out on you, and I've had it happen to me, and they got you cornered. I mean, it's scary, folks. I would be running.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
Here come the tornado truthers, says Salon. Huffington Post says you just knew that there would be tornado truthers. Keep saying hurricane truthers, because I know they've been messing with hurricanes. That's been declassified. I'm going to break down, not to defend myself, because I don't need to be defended, that they're such deceivers over at Media Matters. And again, Media Matters has no power. They're not important. They have almost no visitors, but they are the White House on record. White House personnel running. You know, they've been sheep dipped. They're in the White House, then they're into Media Matters. They listen. They're watching and viewing right now. And they're so pathetic that they go and edit a tape of the show. Notice it's audio on their site. It's not video because that would show all the cuts to make it sound like I said the government used that tornado as a way to basically grandstand as our saviors. Well, they don't need to go stage it. They can just grandstand anyways. And it just illustrates what deceivers these people are. And they do it all the time. They and others. And so we have a Rachel Maddow clip where she says, oh, they say Sandy Hook was staged. And it was crisis actors. And they say Aurora was staged. And they say this was staged. And they say the tornado was staged. No, that's not what I said. I said there were other men arrested in the bushes at Sandy Hook, and then they got caught covering that up, and then video got released of them arresting the person, who it turned out was a auxiliary anti-terrorism police officer from a nearby county, a federalized cop. And we know that they have a history of protecting mentally ill people and letting them attack. So my point was, is they certainly were using it to blame all gun owners. By the way, guys, when I get to this Rachel Maddow clip in a little while after I cover the attack in London, will you do me a favor? Get me the Senator Whitehouse clip from earlier this week where he actually says, you Midwesterners won't do what it takes to fix climate change. That means paying the UN giant VATs on all human activity for carbon selectively to shut down the West. Literally paying Al Gore's Gore and Blood company. It's actually Gore and Blood. I'm not. That's not a pun. The name of it is Gore and Blood. It's one of the big carbon trading groups. Obama's invested in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on carbon trading. The Rothschilds own the biggest one in London. I mean, this is money you will literally pay a private tax to these global crime bosses to breathe. And, you know, they're saying your carbon dioxide UXL is evil. And they're saying cow flatulence, they're putting taxes in Australia and Canada and other places. They want one here, a cow flatulence tax. I'm not joking. Just type in cow flatulence tax and you'll get articles all over the world. Yeah, okay? A total system of control over all industries selectively enforced to shut down their competition. You know, Congress is voting to override the Keystone pipeline blockage. Yeah, there it is, CBS News, EPA's air pollutant target, flatulent cows. Boom, CBS News. And the Congress is going to override Obama blocking the almost completed Keystone pipeline, and that's good. But Congress should also override the shutting down every week of up to 5 coal power plants in this country while China opens 3 a week that are totally dirty. We have clean ones, carbon dioxide, water vapor coming out, so they list carbon dioxide as a pollutant. This isn't your grandma's coal facility. I don't want to breathe that mercury-filled stuff either. But half our power or more comes from coal, and they're shutting them down, folks, and the power prices are exploding. America's power is being turned off. I want Congress and the Tea Party Republicans, who are light years better than the globalist Obamaites, and they're doing a lot of good stuff. And, man, when they do good stuff, I'm going to tell you. Boehner is saying there needs to be criminal indictments and criminal investigations, and there's no way Obama didn't know about this because Rand Paul is saying arrest people. Cruz is saying, I don't like the Republican establishment. We need to really get libertarian. That's scaring them. We have power. To quote a TSA agent, I have power. I have power. As the famous case of them strip searching someone and saying, you're humiliating me. And they beat their breast. I have power. I have power. No, we the people that work and run this country, we have the real power. And we're sick of this kleptocratic system. So a lot of good things are happening. And you can't just get mad at the out of control government and feel powerless and just buy more guns waiting for World War III. You got to buy more guns and get ready to defend yourself if we lose the info war. Because, I mean, they're not just going to bring in a soft tyranny. It's going to be a really hard one, and, you know, life's short. If it gets to that point, nobody can say I didn't work hard to try to stop it. All you idiots that want to fight with the American people, man, I'll tell you what, it'll be like duck hunting season. And let me expand on something. They're now telling military don't wear their uniforms or insignia in London. What do you think it's going to be like being a government person after you're taking people's families off to FEMA camps and stuff. People are just, look, people aren't actually scared. On average, people are lazy. And you take their prosperity away, and then you shove them around, they're going to go haywire. And I don't want that to happen. I want stability. I want freedom. I don't want this, you know, the sewage to stop working and the water to stop working. I want the fluoride out of the water. See, there's good things that society's built, and then evil hijacks it to control it and turns into something bad. They're like, you're against medicine and all vaccines. No, I'm not. Artificially acquired immunity is a real science. It has a lot of side effects, they're now finding. Connection to shutting down your regular immune system, giving you cancer. But, you know, if there's something really deadly out there, I want the vaccine for it. But the globalists have done all this secret testing and stuff, killing people, and the vaccines are always poison and don't even protect you from what they're claiming they're protecting you from. And so, no, I'm against it. It's like I'm for the death penalty if we had a better government. But if I was in Nazi Germany, I don't think Hitler should have the death penalty because the government's bad, folks. Does it mean every part of the government's bad? No, but it means the people running it are. Portland, Oregon just defeated water fluoridation. They're trying to fluoridate there. They'll just try to pass a state law now. The feds will, making you drink it. Anyway, side issue. Let me get into the terror attack. We got the Mike Judge interview coming up. And some of you will be like, oh, this is a good interview. It's entertaining. But what's so hardcore about him being pro-Second Amendment? What's so hardcore about him criticizing Obama? Well, I mean, that's a big deal with Mike Judge, who's A-list Hollywood. I mean, the guy's, I don't want to tell you what people in syndicated TV make, but he's a writer, producer, and the actor. Got a big HBO show coming out. He is very influential and a really smart guy. And to have him really waking up, because he talked about that some on air with us, in the interview that's coming up, but, you know, and he said a lot more after. Even though we talked on the phone and stuff over the years, he wanted to meet in person. We hung out for about 5 hours. You know, I'm going to say this going into the interview next hour. I'll just tell the story next hour. The point is that it's great that, you know, so many people in the media are actually waking up. This is how we're culturally, because you're only supposed to be a mainline Republican, or you're supposed to be a hardcore communist, basically, and that's all you're supposed to be. What about being a freedom lover? What about unifying around private property, family, right to self-defense, honoring women, honoring fathers, honoring good children, honoring art, honoring literature, honoring decency, honoring fealty, truthfulness? Because that's the only thing that's good in this world. Evil isn't sexy, folks. I know a lot of people think it is. And, you know, I know a lot of big Hollywood people, people bigger than Mike Judge, people bigger than Charlie Sheen, people bigger than Mel Gibson. And, you know, I've bumped into and gotten to know Mel Gibson and his family a long time ago, but don't know him very well. The point is, I know people even bigger than that, and they are scared to go public. They're listening to this show right now, probably. And so I just admire people that have courage. But I'm going to say that next hour because I think I'm going to run a rebroadcast Sunday. We need an intro to the Mike Judge thing, so I'll talk about that next hour. Let's look at the horrific events that we were shown on television yesterday in England. First off, we've asked the question, David Cameron to arm Woolrich terrorist, London attacks boost clash of civilizations narrative, given his government's policy in arming jihadist extremists, in Libya and Syria, British Prime Minister David Cameron and his Foreign Secretary William Hague should immediately order the transfer of heavy weaponry to aid the two terrorists who beheaded a soldier in Woolwich after running over him with a car, or ramming him. Cameron yesterday condemned the slaughter of the soldier by two jihadists, remarking, "We have had these sorts of attacks before in our country, and we've never buckled to the face of them." As if giving this all that attention should rise to a national level, a guy with a meat cleaver. That happens to British citizens. They have out of control knife crime there, sword crime there, because they've taken the guns. Something like 9 times our crime rate. You can look it up. I covered it a few months ago on air. So imagine he's like, we'll stand in the face of this. So they'll use their own Muslim extremist culture they've helped foster and brought in and protected, and everybody else is politically correct, but the Muslims can do whatever they want. That's all done on purpose. to let the more radical Muslims that are actually globalist finance take control. These guys look like useful idiots. They were born in England. They were converts. They're not the hardcore jihadis out of Qatar and Saudi Arabia being brought into Syria and Libya to engage in mass beheadings. I mean, there are videos of black families, children, because they, you know, some of the racist Arab Muslims don't want blacks in Africa. Imagine, where can the blacks be? Hacking them up with machetes because the bullets, you know, are too much and it's so much fun to hack somebody up. That'll never be on your news. Or kids with their arms and legs blown off by bombs and drones. But they'll show you this to invoke fear right as they roll out checkpoints all over England searching everybody's bags. This is the nanny state. So Paul Watson came out and pointed that out, and that the globalists actually run Al-Qaeda. Now, you look at these guys, anti-Muslim reprisals after Woolrich attack, English Defense League, that's basically quasi-skinhead group, in the streets, battles with police and Woolrich and mosque attacked in apparent acts of revenge. And so, this is how they do the divide and conquer. This is how they play people off against each other. And then it turns out the MI6 operative, a SWAT, was the head of the bombers on 7-7, and all of that was known. There was a total stand down and a drill of the exact same buses and train, exact same trains and bus being attacked at the exact same time. That's on BBC. And again, they used that so the regular Metro Police would think it was part of a drill. You understand that? That is a fact. I cover it in my film Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism. It just gives you, I don't know, like 20 examples or more of modern states staging terror attacks. It's actually more than that. We show the government saying we're going to blow up Building 7 and blowing it up, and then saying they never said that. I mean, it's incredible film. The point is that then the cops show up, and this guy reportedly had a revolver that blew up in his hand. You bet money these guys are real nuts and were put up to it. In fact, it turns out MI5 knew who they were and was tracking them. It's always the same story. It's either purely staged or they allow it to happen or they give them everything. And then the revolver blew up in his hand. Reportedly something like a 38 special. Folks, that is incredibly rare for a gun to blow up in your hand, especially a revolver, one of the safest guns out there. That's classic setup. Okay, ram the car into them. Their imam tells them is really MI6 or MI5. It follows the pattern, and now it's coming out. Ram them into the person, saw their head off. Have some of your own operatives there to shoot footage. You've got the crowd just standing around, just totally with normalcy bias, thinking it's no big deal. Then you put out videos, and Paul Watson debunks this, showing orange hands. They've gone in and color manipulated the video. And it shows the street signs that are really red, because Paul lives in London, are now orange. And then they say there's no blood on his shirt. There's clearly blood on his shirt, blood on his sleeves. He's just wearing a navy shirt, so the blood blends in. You know, blood is really kind of a dark purple. Well, when it's unoxygenated, it's actually deep blue, the blue bloods. But the point here is that this is now going to be used as a political diversion as David Cameron stands up to the Muslim extremists as riots and disturbances are now already breaking out in parts of London right now. And people are putting out videos saying there's no blood on his hands, altering them. And then they'll have Rachel Maddow say, Alex Jones says there was no blood and that he was a crisis actor. There are real crisis actors for drills. They do have actors sometimes at events to prime the pump and to get an official story out. That happened on 9/11. I saw it happen. People putting out an official story minutes after. Purely scripted. But no, Sandy Hook was real. Aurora was real. And this is real. And they got two nuts. There's all these witnesses. Wound up to go give a political speech, run somebody over. And here's the key. They said they were planning to cause riots all over England and an overthrow of the government, which is exactly what the government's geared up for and wants. Just like the government would love to use an armed march that's peaceful on D.C. as civil disobedience to then start something and demonize all gun owners. That's why I don't like the idea of the march. But if they're going ahead with it, cameras need to be there to document what's going on and happening so the globalists aren't able to set something up. But then I can't morally say you should go there because it's a very dangerous situation, but no guts, no glory. No guts, no liberty. Fortune favors the bold. The fortune we want is freedom. And regardless, I could come out and fully denounce this march. They're going to say I organized it and that basically I did it. Just like they're now saying all over national news, so-called news, White House-run news, White House going, I mean, Media Matters writes it. That's the White House. So they can have plausible deniability. Oh, we don't know who the IRS did this. We don't know White House people, transition head, all of them run that. They go out, edit my audio to say that I'm saying that the tornado was man-made. When the caller asked me, and I said, no, they can make tornadoes. Here's the Washington Post. Here's the London Guardian. They can also create and steer hurricanes. Here's, I had Ben Livingston, the head of weather weapons, on. So, yes, it exists, but, you know, usually they don't control tornadoes very hard. And they don't care. They'll just edit that. Here. The Easter Bunny did the tornado. How's that sound? No, you guys are actually the conspiracy theorist. You've got Senator Winehouse saying Midwesterners' farts did it. Okay? Now, that's the wild conspiracy theory, that flatulence from cows and Midwesterners not paying you carbon taxes, that it's their fault it happened, and he doesn't want to appropriate money from his state to take care of Oklahoma. That's what really happened, you pig!
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now.
All right, the big Mike Judge interview is coming up. Then we're going to have in studio covering a bunch of news with us. former Constitution Party presidential candidate and good friend of mine who's here in town, Chuck Baldwin, talk about all the scandals. We're going to get, also after the judge interview, I'm going to need to get into the media attacking me in a Rachel Maddow clip, trying to say that we said the tornado was made by Obama. The government has weather weapons. We know they're geoengineering our atmosphere. My point is it could have been, but probably wasn't. Well, they cut that out of there to make it look like I said that. And again, the reason we cover it is to discredit the White House. And to tell you, they wouldn't be making all this stuff up and attacking us if we weren't effective. I mean, they spend most of their time on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com making stuff up or misrepresenting what we say. And why is that? Drudge will tell you they're shipping General Motors to China. I will too. We'll tell you when they get caught saying they're going to take our guns. You know, there's video of them saying, yeah, we're going to ban the guns. We'll show that. And the White House has said that's why they don't like Drudge, because he'll show what they're really up to. And again, I raise these points to, you know, point out that we have power, that you have power, that we can beat these people. They're not invincible. They're not God, even though they walk around on red carpets. Now, if you go to Infowars.com, we have an article, Why the Woolrich Attack. Says, was the Woolrich attack a hoax? Debunked. And it shows how people have edited the videos and say there's no blood on his hands. It's a video breaking it down by Paul Watson. And then people say, what's up with old lady strolling by and people watching? This is how people are now. He didn't act menacing towards them. It's a poor neighborhood. It's racist, folks. It was a white guy that got killed, so it's okay. And that's what multiculturalism is all about. And then whites back and forth become racist and think everybody's out to get them. And then the government can then play the referee. But here is the statement of the meat cleaver wielding gentleman who hoped, reportedly, we've got his Twitter, to cause riots and a race war, kind of helter skelter, Charlie Manson style. And there is some rioting and fighting and attacks on mosque going on. And the police, of course, will get to be the referee of that. Which is why they're creating this clash of civilizations, funding the radical Muslims. Here's some of what he had to say.
The only reason we have killed this man today is because Muslims are dying daily by British soldiers. And this British soldier is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. By Allah, we swear by the Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you until you leave us alone. So what if we want to live by the Sharia in Muslim lands? Why does that mean you must follow us and chase us and call us extremists and kill us? Rather, you lot are extreme. You are the ones. When you drop a bomb, do you think it picks one person? Or rather, your bomb wipes out a whole family? This is the reality. By Allah, if I saw your mother today with a buggy, I would help her up the stairs. This is my nature. But we are forced by the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah, through many, many ayahs throughout the Quran, that we must fight them as they fight us. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I apologize that women had to witness this today. But in our land, our women have to see the same. You people will never be safe. Remove your governments. They don't care about you. Do you think David Cameron is going to get caught in the street? When we start busting our guns, do you think your politicians are going to die? No, it's going to be the average guy like you and your children.
So see what they're doing.
Tell them to bring our troops back so we can...
We're going to play more of this. This is actually the raw feed. You're not really seeing this on the news. They're editing what he has to say, but we're going to come back with the next hour. In fact, I'll finish up the next little segment of the Mike Judge interview is coming up. But again, this is a real guy. I can tell by his demeanor. He really thinks he's doing a good thing. I think it's terrible what he did, but at least he picked out a soldier. The globalists like to target civilians and then say terrorists did it. But this was done, and I believe he was provocateured into doing this.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface.
but rather we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, just to be clear, radical Islam saying kill anybody that basically isn't converted to your faith is bad, and it's being funded by Western governments publicly because they use it to keep those countries over there down in the Dark Ages. They also then try to flood Western countries, not with even other Westerners, they make it impossible, but with people that come from the more radical regions of the world to create a clash of civilizations. I've watched the video. I believe the guy with the meat cleaver is for real, is proud of himself, and we've got his Twitter account here. We're going to be going over this more coming up in the next hour when we are joined in studio by Chuck Baldwin. But anti-Muslim reprisals after Woolrich attack. Mother talked down Woolrich terrorists who told her, "We want to start a war in London tonight." And then we've got the tweets he reportedly was sending out. And this guy believes, as I can't find those tweets, will you reprint those for me? I know you gave them to me, but they're just not here. Thanks. So this is the type of stuff. Oh, I found his tweets right here. Thank you. This is the type of stuff that's going on. And it really just shows you what cattle the public are, because they not only didn't fight the guy, because obviously if I had a gun or I had like a club or something and I saw somebody, for, you know, obviously attacking someone with a meat cleaver, people would call me crazy. I would probably engage them. If I didn't have a weapon, I would run as fast as I could. That's why you have fight or flight instincts. You have to gauge the situation. But he literally, he and his reported compatriot, the witnesses are saying, ran over the guy and then tried to chop his head off with a non-serrated edge, so that didn't go too bad. The first guy goes for the female fed and the machete, and she's not even ramping. She looks man out like RoboCop. Never seen nothing like that. And the cops came in. He reportedly had a revolver, and it blew up his face. Probably the one his imam gave him, who will turn out as an MI6 agent. I mean, they just found a guy that isn't too smart, who though has courage, and they wound him up. And he went out and killed a soldier. At least he didn't blow up a daycare center or something like the feds did at Oklahoma City. Still is bad what he did, but this is asymmetrical warfare from his perspective. But the guy, it's now coming out that MI5 knew who they were. They bare minimum let him do this. And I would guess gave him the gun and everything else. That's the basics of what's going on with that. Let's go out to break with more of the clip of him. Here he is.
"The only reason we have killed this man today is because Muslims are dying daily by British soldiers. And this British soldier is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. By Allah, we swear by the Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you until you leave us alone. So what if we want to live by the Sharia in Muslim lands? Why does that mean you must follow us and chase us and call us extremists and kill us? Rather, you lot are extreme. You are the ones. When you drop a bomb, do you think it picks one person? Or rather, your bomb wipes out a whole family? This is the reality. By Allah, if I saw your mother today with a buggy, I would help her up the stairs. This is my nature. But we are forced by the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah, through many, many ayat throughout the Quran, that we must fight them as they fight us. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I apologize that women had to witness this today, but in our lands, our women have to see the same. You people will never be safe. Remove your governments. They don't care about you. You think David Cameron is going to get caught in the street? When we start busting our guns, do you think your politicians are going to die? No, it's going to be the average guy like you and your children. So get rid
of them.
All right,
we're going to go to break. I mean, this is so pathetic that nobody's armed. I mean, if that guy was doing that in Texas, he'd be shot down in seconds. And somebody would run him over with a car. In fact, that's what I'd do. I mean, it's just amazing. By the way, they arrest you for that in England if you defend yourself.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It is civil. It is our basic rights. It is our God-given rights to not turn in our firearms if they pass unconstitutional gun laws. And if they take our guns, that is the final straw of the American people becoming slaves. We're going to be getting into some of the new pushes to get our guns coming up later. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, former presidential candidate of the Constitution Party, is going to be in studio with us. We're going to get into the meat cleaver attack. They're calling a machete attack over in London. And I believe this is a real terror attack, and I'll break down and tell you why. We'll get into the corporate White House-run MSNBC lying with edited clips. Saying that I said that the tornado that hit last week or earlier in the week was a government weather weapon. A caller asked me, are there weather weapons? And I said, well, yeah, they're on record. And I talked about AP articles and others. And then I simply said, this could be, but probably not. That's Tornado Alley. People need tornado shelters, not FEMA. And then they don't care. They edited it to where I answered a caller's question because I had a guest on about weather modification. We were already talking about weather modification the day before and that day because it's in the news. So just amazing deception. And it's not about us, but it's about illustrating how they deceive. We'll get into Bernanke Sparks' massive sell-off, continuing with the devaluation of the dollar. We're going to be getting into the latest IRS scandal. John Boehner says it really is inconceivable that Obama wouldn't have known about the IRS. Yeah, they have all these IRS heads going and meeting at the White House, and they ask them, why were you there? I don't recall. Well, why do you go there? For the Easter egg roll? I hadn't seen that part of the testimony until this morning. Why were you meeting, you know, eight times with the president? I was there once for the Easter egg roll. I don't recall. I take the Fifth Amendment as a, I mean, is this like Easter egg rolls? Meanwhile, Senator Whitehouse is saying that Oklahomans didn't pay carbon taxes, so it's their fault they got hit with a tornado. It's global warming. Attacking the people that are dead, and the media doesn't even pick that up, and then makes it up that I say Obama did it with a weather machine. Amazing, amazing what these people do. They are desperate, ladies and gentlemen. If the White House run Media Matters, talking points for MSNBC is attacking us, they must be really desperate. Now, again, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. We're into hour number two here. And about a week ago, I had a chance to go visit with a friend of mine, Mike Judge, at his home, and shoot the video for InfoWars Nightly News that radio listeners are about to hear the audio from. And it really is almost like a documentary. Rob Dew and Darren McBreen just did an amazing job with the editing and adding graphics and clips to this, along with the rest of the crew. And it's about a 36-minute interview, so it'll fill up most of this hour. But just amazing to see Mike Judge, who's been such a comedy master satirist icon, politically starting to wake up. He talks about how he used to be kind of a liberal. Now he's more of a libertarian. He gets into the Second Amendment, his views on socialist. But a lot of it is also dealing with comedy and King of the Hill. And he's got his new show coming out on HBO that's basically Office Space, but set in Silicon Valley. Can't wait to see that. So Mike Judge waking up to the new world order. And we learn what we already knew, those of us, but now you'll learn that some of the King of the Hill, there's a little bit of me in King of the Hill, so kind of cool. Here is the premiere for the radio and the TV audience. Here is the premiere of our Mike Judge exclusive. I haven't come up with a headline for this yet. You know, Mike Judge spills his guts? Oh, not really. Mike Judge opens up with InfoWars.com. Best Mike Judge interview ever. Have we reached the idiocracy early with the creator King of the Hill? I don't know. Tweet me at Real Alex Jones what you think we ought to call this interview. I'll be reading them. I might use one of your names. It's twitter.com/Real Alex Jones. You can follow us there. We're going to skip this network break coming up. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the Mike Judge exclusive.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fries.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now, I'll talk slow so you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Internal investigation that shows the agency targeted the Tea Party and conservative groups.
That does scare me. I think I'm just going to make sure to not use the words Tea Party or Constitution in any of my work.
All right.
Who are you? CIA? FBI? ATF?
While gun ownership is at an all-time high, crime is down.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns.
Fidel Castro took the guns.
Nominee.
Hugo Chavez took the guns.
And if you try to take our guns,
1776 will commence again.
If you try to take our firearms...
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
My judge, what is the secret of the universe?
The secret of the universe? Damn. That's a good one to start with. Breakfast tacos.
Well, I'm counting 37 health violations.
I don't have an answer. I'd wanted to go into comedy for a long time, like sketch comedy and stuff, because I always did imitations and things like that. But anytime I'd try to pair up with someone, because you need other people to do that. You can't do that by yourself. And I had a friend in high school, just like brilliant, like funny guy. And I'd go, okay, just do that imitation of James Sanchez that you do, and we'll do, and he's like, oh, but no one knows who he is, and I was like, it doesn't matter, it's funny, you know, and so yeah, I was trying to do stuff that would just like make my friends laugh, making my, like my brother laugh, my friend, that kind of stuff is how I was thinking of it, and I always had a hunch that that would work, and then.
Do you think you influenced South Park?
I think so, I mean, Trey and Matt have said that, and, they've been really nice about that, I mean, I think that's just genius, all the stuff they do, you know.
Stupid Toilet Safety Administration.
Shoes off, belts off, sharp objects go in the plastic tray. This is inhumane. Shut up, sir.
I wanted to do animation since I was a little kid. I mean, I didn't think of it as a career so much as just something, because that wasn't ever described as, I mean, my mom especially, it was all about, you know, science. That's where it's at. I was kind of good at math and science, so, but animation was my burning desire. I actually kind of hit a fork in the road when I was, I don't remember how old I was. I'd saved up money from a summer job, and I had a paper out, and I was going to either buy a 16 millimeter camera that's single framed, or I was going to buy, then I decided, okay, I could buy a bass, an electric bass, and then I started looking at the price of film, and I was like, you know what? That's just not possible. And the bass was going to give me a social life if I could be in a band or something. So. Dun, 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 dun. Then I didn't start doing animation until I was like 26, really. So, and when I just got the idea to do animation, which I'd wanted to do, but I never thought of doing as a way to get into comedy, then I thought, well, this is great. I don't need to... I can do this all myself. I don't need to, you know, convince a bunch of people to get in front of a camera and do this and that. I can just do the whole thing on my own, so.
I work for a living, and I mean real work, not writing down gobbledygook.
I have a hard time saying I'm either a Democrat or a Republican. It just doesn't feel good. I was definitely raised, my parents were very liberal. Then, I don't know, certain things started to, you know, I mean... For a lot of people, that's kind of almost a religion to them. And right-wing stuff is too, you know. So I try to not be part of any of that. I suppose I've become interested in, you know, smaller government kind of thinking. That sort of happens when, you know, I think you know, when you build your own thing, when you do your own thing and then suddenly... You're getting penalized left and right. You know, that kind of can change you.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
I don't ever want to be one of those people that uses my whatever fame or whatever level of that notoriety I have from what I do in comedy to try to go into politics. I don't feel like I'm qualified. It kind of bugs me when people in Hollywood will use that, you know, their you know, their audience that they've gained through that to try to put out a political message, and they have no idea what they're talking about. King of the Hill, Hank was definitely, you know, I saw as sort of a, I don't know, like populist kind of, like, you know, a guy who's like just trying to do his thing, and just all these government and all these other weird things of the modern world are, that was always the fun of it, is just all these things just kind of poking at him, you know.
I live in the real world where men sell propane and propane accessories.
I remember popping in a VHS when Alex Jones was on cable access. It was you and two other guys, and somewhere I can't find it anymore, but I think I labeled the tape Three Dales. You were kind of the more rational one, and the other two guys were just like, I don't know. I wish I could find that tape, but King of the Hill started with a drawing of the four guys that I'd done. I was kind of like dabbling in doing panel cartoons, which I never really did at all. I went straight into animation. I didn't draw comic books or anything. And so I had the four guys, and Dale, I just, something about the way he looked. Originally I had his hat say Smith and Wesson, the first drawing I ever did. I just put that on there. I don't know why, just the way he looked. And I'd done a first draft of the pilot, and then Greg Daniels got involved. And at some point, you know, we had this thing where his wife is, you know, getting it on with this Native American healer, and clearly his kid's not his. But so we had this idea about that he's just, you know, it's almost probably a subconscious thing. He's like, he's into every conspiracy except the one that's going on in his own house.
Nice work, John Redcorn. She didn't suspect a thing.
It's almost like his escape, you know, or something. I mean, if I never psychoanalyzed it that much, but that, I kind of feel like that's what that character was about. So he was almost like looking for conspiracies, you know, kind of, and some of them might have something to him. Some of them are crazy.
I have read a book. Now, who do you believe, me or Hank?
I know Hank more believable.
Dale is kind of one of the ones that, you know, probably gives you guys a bad name. Johnny Hardwick, who does the voice, I don't know, you may even know him. He had a few kooky theories of his own, and sometimes we would work those in. I mean, there was one line he said that he's talking about something, and it ended with him saying something that they're doing, and corn is next.
A French study that was just released finds rats that are fed genetically engineered corn suffered from tumors and severe organ damage.
This is the first study that's looking at the effects on rats of eating genetically modified foods over their lifetimes. They gave the rats the genetically modified corn. They gave them the genetically modified corn with the herbicide that the corn is used with.
On Dale, I had to do some convincing to get them to let Johnny Hardwick do the voice. I mean, he wasn't anybody famous at all. He was one of the people we hired as a writer, but it just sounded right to me. Ended up being my favorite character really on the show as far as, well, just for a while, you know, as far as the voice and the drawing clicking. But I mean, they had all kinds of celebrities they were pitching. It hardly ever works when you just get like, oh, let's get this famous person and this person to draw it, and then you have something that just doesn't make sense, which is why a lot of shows fail.
Squirrel tactic!
Okay, I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which definitely influenced a lot of what I do, because Beavis and Butthead to me is kind of set in a sort of like Eastern New Mexico, West Texas type environment, you know, where everything is just sort of, people are bored, teenagers are bored, and there's like, it's nothing to do, it's hot, it's kind of a recipe for disaster. And, so that was definitely an influence on Beavis and Butthead. Although, you know, I don't think I've ever told this story, but so my grandfather on my mom's side lived with us, and he died when I was, I think, in junior high, and like 76, whatever. And he, we found out he had a 16 millimeter Bolex camera that was there. And I was like, wow, okay, there's a camera in this house. And so I waited like a good 2 or 3 months before I, you know, after he passed away, to say, hey, could I borrow Granddad's camera maybe? And she said, no. And then like I waited another 6 months and no. Waited like a year, no. So I thought, well, okay, maybe I'm just going to buy one. And then I looked into how much they cost and just couldn't pull it together. Years later, when I was, like I say, like 26, and I got the idea again to try doing animation, I ended up buying the same exact camera because it turns out that's the perfect camera to single frame and shoot animation on. And finished my first animated short, first couple, ended up getting them on like Comedy Central and stuff. Sent a tape to my mom, and she said, oh, that's interesting. You know, you probably don't remember. Your grandfather had a Bolex camera. I'll see if I can find it. I was like, no, I remember. I was like drooling over the idea of just being able to get my hands on it, you know, but it all worked out. But, yeah, it was kind of, in a way, it was probably good because it kind of, by the time I was able to actually do it, I was just, it had been a fantasy. It sounds weird, but it was like a fantasy of mine for so long to do animation. And so when I finally did, I mean, I didn't take it for granted when I had the opportunity to do it. So probably was a good thing, actually.
Y'all got that in there? Large fries, pie, large coffee?
Like Beavis and Butthead, I'll get asked a lot if that's based on anybody specific, and it's not. It's not like that was that person, that was that person. It's just started out as drawings, and then, but definitely like there's little bits and pieces from all kinds of people in there, you know.
Well, I was like that when I was drawing.
A lot of us were, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of his, like, me and my brother, but not, I mean, we weren't, you know, we got good grades and we were, but some of these people are really intelligent too. There's a guy who's now, he's now a professor. I won't say his name, but he's one of these guys, like I would see him in the hallway. I think this is the laugh. I don't even know. The laugh came from, I had just written down ha 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 on kind of on the, it started out as a storyboard. It was the first time I'd animated something where usually I would start with the voice and then do the drawing. This one I started with the drawing and I didn't know what they would sound like. And I just drawn ha 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 on there. Years later I realized there's a Mimi Pond cartoon that, and I've become friends with her on Facebook now, but she, where she had a guy going, a weirdo on a bus doing that. And I think that might have been in the back of my head, but I started doing that laugh and I was kind of like going like, this is reminding me of something. Didn't think about it till probably 2 years into the show that there was a guy at my high school who would just, he was, really smart, stoned all the time, but he would just, you'd see him in the hallway and I would always see him when the hallway was empty and he'd just start like, he's one of these guys that he'd start going, hey Mike. He just always had this laugh. It was different than Butthead laugh, but it was that thing of just kind of, how's it going? And so when I would do the voice, I would just kind of do the, and I would be doing it sort of to get into character, to get the voice sounding right. And then I'd go, well, that kind of sounds funny that he's just laughing all the time anyway. And then I realized later it was probably in the back of my head because of this guy who used to just kind of talk like that. But there's a lot of that, little bits and pieces of people. There was the Beavis laugh. There was a guy who was actually in calculus class, and he was a really smart guy. He's now a nuclear engineer. I hope he doesn't figure out who he is that I'm talking about him. But he kind of was always like, we had a hot teacher, which was unheard of back then. She was a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Anyway, he would get really excited and he was biting his lip all the time and just kind of going like, like laughing at everything she said. So I started out Beavis, doing the spastic laugh like that. And then around season two, I started getting like where, I don't even know if I can do it now. I'd get into the higher register. I'd get into this like kind of higher register of like, where he's like kind of going, I have to warm up to it, but I started out with that laugh and then I just kind of made his voice sound like the laugh, just like raspy, you know. The animated shows that have really taken off are when somebody, it's usually the person who's animating it doing the voice, which is, other than The Simpsons, but I mean, The Simpsons, the voices and the characters just match. They're really well done. But like, you know, you look at like Family Guy or South Park or Ren and Stimpy, it's like, you know, somewhere in those guys' heads, it's like the, it just, it makes sense. That voice, those voices sound like they come out of those characters. And I think that clicks on Beavis and Butthead too, especially.
All right.
Now I'd say Beavis and Butthead probably. That's probably the thing I'm...
We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we will air the conclusion of the Mike Judge exclusive interview, and he gets a lot more political. It'll certainly be news-making, and a lot of people that are Mike Judge fans will now be influenced to be pro-Second Amendment and to believe that people actually built that. Mike Judge actually drew his cartoons, his drawings, and voiced them. He did it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, it's Thursday. I don't know why it feels like a Friday. The 23rd day of May 2013. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Chuck Baldwin's coming up later in the next hour in studio with us today. We're going to get into all the different scandals, you name it. I'll probably give the phone number out, take some calls. Then we're going to be interviewing him for the Obama deception. But Pastor Chuck Baldwin is here with us. But right now, let's go back to the premiere of Mike Judge, which, again, never gets political. And he gets a little political here. That's a lot for Mike Judge. He's obviously said a lot more off air. He's really awake, but not on air. But he still said quite a bit, and that is coming up right now. Here it is.
There was the Beavis laugh. There was a guy who was actually in calculus class, and he was a really smart guy. He's now a nuclear engineer. I hope he doesn't figure out who he is that I'm talking about him. But he kind of was always like, we had a hot teacher, which was unheard of back then. She was a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Anyway, he would get really excited, and he was biting his lip all the time and just kind of going like, like laughing at everything she said. So I started out Beavis, doing the spastic laugh like that. And then around season two, I started getting like where, I don't even know if I can do it now. I'd get into this like kind of higher register of like, where he's like kind of going, I have to warm up to it, but I started out with that laugh, and then I just kind of made his voice sound like the laugh, just like raspy, you know. The animated shows that have really taken off are when somebody, it's usually the person who's animating it doing the voice, which is other than The Simpsons, but I mean The Simpsons, the voices and the characters just match. They're really well done. But like, you know, you look at like Family Guy or South Park or Ren and Stimpy, it's like, you know, somewhere in those guys' heads, it's like it makes sense. That voice, those voices sound like they come out of those characters. And I think that clicks on Beavis and Butthead too, especially. Now I'd say Beavis and Butthead probably. That's probably the thing I'm most proud of. I think probably the best thing I've done. There were moments of making Office Space where I thought this is like the what I was born to do, but then I think it's probably Beavis and Butthead. I mean, King of the Hill probably overall is overall the best thing I've done, but Beavis and Butthead, like some of it, there's about a third of it that's not that great because we were cranking them out so fast at the beginning of that show. I mean, it was just like MTV just going as many of them as you can make. It's on every day. There's no quality control. They didn't know how to produce a show. Nobody did. It was a train wreck. But so I ended up, the episodes I liked, I ended up spending all my time on. And those ones I think are great. That's are probably the best stuff I've done. But and the new Beavis and Buttheads I think are as good or better than a lot of the old ones. But King of the Hill overall is probably like a good, more, less spotty, like just, you know, good quality, consistent.
Now it's extinct.
You know, I grew up very liberal parents, like thinking gun control is the way to go. You know, it's that Michael Moore movie, those Bowling for Columbine, kind of actually made me think like, I mean, he's not trying to, that's not the effect he wanted, I don't think, but he's like kind of, that movie kind of makes you think, no, gun control is a bad idea. I mean, to me, if you look at it, like, I don't think that's what he's trying to do at all, but like, he mentions Canada in there and he says, you know, there's lower crime there and same people own guns and I don't know. I own guns. I think if you look at it statistically, you actually are safer.
I got me a couple AKs, some sawed-offs, 25 9mm, and a couple of ground-to-airs. I got a fort up in the hills, virtually impenetrable, and enough supplies to outlast a 30-year standoff.
I know this because, okay, so 1993, Beavis and Butthead, the series, came out, and gun crimes have gone down since since Beavis and Butthead came out. What's interesting is that nobody talks about, no one wants statistics. I actually took graduate probability and statistics classes. That was what, I was going to become a math teacher before all this Beavis stuff happened. But, when I was getting blamed for all this, like, downfall of youth, that whole time, crime was going down in almost every category from the time, if you really wanted to make a correlation, you could say Beavis and Butthead is saving the world, but that's stupid. That really doesn't make any sense, but it makes more sense than saying this particular thing happened and this particular thing happened, you know, but really, like, statistically, there's no correlation.
All right. Who are you? CIA? FBI? ATF?
Yeah, there's that map where it's just like almost county by county where gun control, it's not doing any good. It's like there's higher crime rates where there's gun control, lower where there isn't. I mean, it's just like county by county. I mean, you can't, I think because I have this science background, I just, you look at that and you go, you know, that's, it's kind of ridiculous. As much as, you know, those bumper stickers might have been run into the ground, I mean, it's true. It's like, I would be all for it if it was effective, but it's, I haven't seen anything that shows it's effective, you know.
Well, Mao said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. What does Hank Hill say about disarming people?
It is the right of all Americans, as Cotton has taught me, to own a gun. Even though I'm not so good at shooting them.
A Japanese machine gun blew my shins off in WW2.
I loved it. It's good to see somebody yelling at Piers Morgan.
Accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex, let's get about to the Second Amendment.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay, let me ask you one question.
It was interesting, though, the way it seemed to be spun on all these websites. There's all these websites now that have a bunch of hipsters on them who will just kind of play a clip and grin and chuckle about it. And that's how I saw it. I can't remember what it was on. I was thinking, hey, right on, Alex, go for it. Well, and everything you were saying was true, too. I mean, the clip that I saw. You're talking about, yeah. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel. And if you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again.
If you try to take our firearms, doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Something like that. I used to do you really well. I can't, like, it was the, what was the water filter commercial you used to do? Or It's been a while. You think I'd have it down now, though. I was just like hanging out with you last night.
Look at these headlines. IRS targeted Tea Party groups for scrutiny. Searching words like patriot, Tea Party.
That does scare me. I think I'm just going to make sure to not use the words Tea Party or Constitution in any of my work.
That's pretty evil.
I won't, Yeah, they're calling it the constitutional restrictions or whatever they referred to it as. Yeah, no, that was that actually is scary. That that's going to make me listen to some more Alex Jones.
Come on, I want to see it.
Yeah, come on, Stuart, do it.
This one's in dose. This power. Let me watch the building.
Well, if I was to get heavy and deep on it, I think the one thing that's made me tick or makes me, I mean, other than just wanting to try to be funny, it tends to be, I don't overanalyze, but then, you know, when you do this long enough, you do analyze. I think what it is probably, I think a lot of us are just kind of out of sync with the way the world is right now, you know? Like the way the modern world, we're not prepared for it all the time. And there's a lot of stuff that's messed up about it. And I think that's where a lot of my comedy comes from. It's like things that, you know, anything from being stuck in a cubicle to being stuck in classrooms that you don't belong in, those kind of things. I think that I get a lot of material out of that.
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
When I started doing animation, I wasn't trying to get rich. I wasn't trying to get, I mean, it did not seem like I could get rich off that. I thought, it's just like a desire to, just express something that's hard to describe. And if I could describe it, I would probably be more of just a flat out writer or something like that. And so a lot of this stuff is like, you know, it's always very hard to describe Beavis and Butthead to people who just ask if they haven't seen it.
Da, 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 da.
I never set out to say I'm going to be a satirist, but that's definitely what, I mean, I've always, the very first thing I animated was the cartoon called Office Space. It was before Dilbert, and it was like Milton at his cubicle and the boss, and I wanted to do just a series of office characters because, you know, when I grew up, it was a little, like, I'm 50, so like, an office job was considered a good job. Like you, it's like, oh good, you don't have to work construction. Okay. And then when I first got in an office, I had a temp job before I was an engineer and I was just like going, God, this is torture. I mean, there's a woman answering the phone the same way next to me all day long. I'm alphabetizing in my sleep. I'm just like,
corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking. Just a moment. Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking. Just a moment.
And then that kind of sick feeling of like, oh, all these years of thinking this is a good job and this is what it is. Oh my God, what's going to happen to me, you know?
Next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and,
wear. Especially back then when I started out, a lot of what Hollywood was putting out just was really not in touch with the way most Americans feel. It was very like coming from, I mean, most people in Hollywood, honestly, that I mean, still are like from pretty wealthy families usually and don't seem to have ever had to really, you know, come up from the bottom and struggle. I think it's still that way. But I think a lot of it was like when I started doing this stuff, you know, about cubicle life was like just to kind of say, hey, is anyone else felt like this when they're stuck in a cubicle, you know? And has anyone else noticed that sometimes teenagers look really deranged and stupid? You know, it's that kind of thing of like wanting to kind of point something out that maybe no one else has pointed out. That's a lot of it, I think. When I did that first Office Space cartoon, which was just a 2-minute homemade crappy little short, I mailed out VHS tapes of that, just called information, and I got so many calls, and I think a lot of people saw it as something very fresh and different, you know.
I used to have my own stapler too, and then when I moved back, they made me give back my stapler. But Bill told me I'm supposed to have a stapler, so and until I'm told different, I'm just going to take a stapler. And if they make me give it back, I'll set the building on fire.
Oh, hello, Milton. What's happening? I'm going to need you to go ahead and move your desk again. So, if you could go ahead and just get it as far back into that corner as possible, that'd be terrific.
So, Idiocracy, I had the idea for it. Actually, when I was writing the Beavis and Butthead movie, it was just kind of the seed of the idea. When I was thinking about just the way evolution works and thinking like, well, wait, there's no predators now. So it started with that, but then I was actually in line with my daughters, I think it was in 2001 at Disneyland at the Teacups ride. And, you know, it was in the summer and, my daughters were little at the time and along comes a woman, like, there's a woman behind me who had an altercation with this other woman and they both have their kids in strollers and they just start going off. Kick your ass. And I'm like, my kids and like thinking, this isn't what Disney had in mind here, you know, and this was in 2001, so it was the summer right before September 11th. So I was also thinking, you know, what if the movie 2001, instead of being this, you know, the monolith and everything being pristine and advanced, what if it was like the Jerry Springer show and giant Walmarts? What if that had been that movie 2001? So I kind of was thinking like, just take that chart from when that was made to now and project it out and just like see where that would go. And
the years passed and mankind became stupider at a frightening rate.
So Fox, I still owed them, part of my overall deal was to write 2 movies for them. So I'd done Office Space. And in order to do something else for anybody else, I needed to burn that one off. And I kind of thought no one would make it. I thought it'd just be fun to write. I'd just start from there, you know. This was like, it was making me laugh. I just, after the Disneyland experience, I just started writing stuff down and ended up
co-writing, getting someone to work with me, this guy Eitan Cohen, and we got through a first draft pretty quickly and gave it to Fox, and then no one kind of wanted to make it, and I was like, well, okay, well, it wasn't going to be huge budget, but it was going to be something. It was going to cost, you know, $23 million or something. And it just sat there, and I'm trying to remember how... And then Luke Wilson wanted to do it, and I was like, okay. Then I started to see it again. Then I went back and rewrote it kind of with him in mind and just rewrote it because it needed to be better anyway. And we had in the script this whole thing about the Starbucks. And because I remember actually driving on I-35. It was like something tan. It was a tanning salon. It said exotic tan for men. And I had no idea that tanning salons had turned into, you know, or whatever it was. And so I was just talking to friends of mine and going, wow, I wonder what's next. I mean, is it going to be like Starbucks or what? And so we had that in the script. And when it was in pre-production, I was, you know, they run it by legal. And I'm going, man, I don't know how I'm going to come up with something better than the Starbucks thing. Because it's not funny if it's not a known place, you know. And so legal, an interesting thing happened. I mean, I don't know how this happened, but they said, they said no. And then they said, well, you know, I just said, so what can it be, satire? And they said, well, what would help us is if you didn't just pick on them, if it was a bunch of companies. And I was like, okay. So then that's how we ended up with that whole red light district in there in the movie where it's like, I think it's like H&R Block, adult tax return with release.
All right, folks, we're going to come back with the conclusion of this interview, and then the full interview will be posted up to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes. So there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here. Here's the conclusion of the Mike Judge interview. We'll have more tonight on the Nightly News. And the full video of this with just amazing graphics and editing by our crew will be up on Infowars.com in the next few hours. I'm trying to figure out the name of it. I'm trying to get your Twitter suggestions at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. But it's good to get the Hollywood folks to start waking up to the New World Order. Here's the conclusion of the Mike Judge interview talking about Idiocracy.
And so I was just talking to friends of mine and going, wow, I wonder what's next. I mean, is it going to be like Starbucks or what? And so we had that in the script. And when it was in pre-production, I was, you know, they run it by legal. And I'm going, man, I don't know how I'm going to come up with something better than the Starbucks thing. Because it's not funny if it's not a known place, you know. And so legal, an interesting thing happened. I mean, I don't know how this happened, but they said, well, they said no, and then they said, well, you know, I just said, so what, can it be satire? And this, and they said, well, what would help us is if you didn't just pick on them, if it was a bunch of companies. And I was like, okay. So then that's how we ended up with that whole red light district in there in the movie, where it's like, I think it's like H&R Block adult tax return with release, and like there's like a Pollo Loco or Pollo Borracho adult chicken. I don't know. and then we just did everything. Costco, I don't know what happened. At some point, I'm sure somebody got really flipped out, but I was shielded from all that. A similar thing happened on Office Space, but Idiocracy, I've been getting so much love for it, like in the last 2 years.
What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops.
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff that's in there maybe is starting to happen, you know, now instead of 500 years from now when it's set.
And that's the Secretary of Education.
It's kind of stupid when he's President Camacho's stepbrother. Still does a pretty good job, eh?
It was supposed to take place during a drought. It was the rainiest summer ever in Austin. We were just having to kill grass everywhere in the background. But they didn't really give it a release. There was a contractual obligation. They had to put it in like 12 theaters, and that's all they did, I think. In fact, if you called Movie Phone, they didn't even, it was listed under Untitled Mike Judge Project. They didn't even bother. It went straight from what it was on the contract to Movie Phone. They didn't even put Idiocracy in there.
Dwayne Elizondo Camacho, 5-time Ultimate SmackDown champion, porn superstar, and president of the United States, had called a special summit with the smartest man in the world.
So you smart, huh?
You know,
I thought your hair would be bigger. Could look like a peanut. Let's get you sworn in.
Well, I do know what they told me, which, and I finished the movie long, at least like, I want to say like 9 months before it came out. It was in the can. I'd finished the mix. I'd turned the whole thing in. What they told me was it didn't test very well, which a lot of movies don't. You know, Office Space didn't.
Whoa. I think I just figured something out, Beavis.
What?
This sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
The way movie testing works, they have these sheets, and it says excellent, very good, fair, and poor. For it to count at all, it has to be excellent or very good, I think. So if they say good, that's just a zero for you. So a lot of people, if it's a weird movie, they'll go, oh, it was good. They won't say very good. You know, so.
All right, folks, we haven't like gotten to the real Second Amendment zinger.
Very good. Enough.
That's right at the end. So at the end of the next hour, when Chuck Baldwin is leaving us to go be on the Nightly News, I will get to the Second Amendment zinger. But the whole interview, unedited, you know, just up there in one piece, going up to Infowars.com in the next few hours.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, I love it when we get somebody like this around. I feel like I know him so good because I've interviewed him probably 20, 30 times over the years. And I've played so many clips of him on the air. And I also like to watch his church services from Montana. He used to be in Florida. He gave a really good one that I saw a couple weeks ago talking about the connection from the past to now, which really resonated with me. But he went through the Bible verses of everything our ancestors did against tyranny is for naught if we don't continue it. It's like electricity. And you think about your grandmother, her grandmother, you know, grandfather, going back, they all loved that person, took care of them, and then the next person was born, and it's like electricity. There's a genetic line, but also a training, everything spiritual, right back to people 50 generations ago, 100 generations ago. And it's just amazing. But I'm already going off into his sermon on that. Perhaps tonight on the Nightly News we can get into some of the bigger issues here. He's got a new book out. You know, he's put 2 books out with his son, his constitutional lawyer, Timothy Baldwin. Pastor Chuck Baldwin's here. This is a little short 5-minute segment. Some stations don't carry it, so we'll really come back in a moment. But the new one is To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns from a Biblical Perspective. And even if you're not a Christian, 70-something% of this country says they're a Christian. And they, Billy Graham and his son, you know, turn your guns in. Please, you know, IRS harass us. They are government minions more and more. And, you know, Chuck knows all these people. He's been in those big national councils with them and the rest of it. We're going to talk about how we take the churches back in America today. I want to get into that. I want to get into the scandals. What else do you want to get into today, Chuck?
Alex, first of all, it's great to be with you.
It's good to have you here, my friend.
It's good to see the studio. Good to see your staff. Good to see what you're doing here from Austin, Texas.
To see me stomping around.
Yeah. See you behind the camera. It's terrific to be here. Thank you very much. And all these issues you're talking about are the issues that all of us are addressing in our own venues. And, you know, we've been in Montana now for about 3 years and loving it. Just, you know, love what God is doing for us there in the Flathead Valley of Montana. Got a brand new church up there called Liberty Fellowship. Alex, it's a non-501c3 church, and that's exciting to me because we don't have to worry about any of that. And we've got hundreds of people that are coming and attending and excited, and our Liberty Fellowship video messages are online. Thousands of people are watching. We got hundreds and hundreds of people that are watching us live every Sunday afternoon as we live stream the broadcast across America. A lot of people are fed up. They can't find a church that they can attend. There's no Patriot pastor in the pulpit. So they watch us every Sunday afternoon at 2:30 Mountain Time. And in their home or the living room, they have community centers, they have a VFW post, whatever it may be, they gather around the TV.
And you're teaching the old real Christianity, not the new thing. And you were telling me, I think it was on the phone, that you have a lot of people that aren't even Christians coming now.
Yeah.
Because that's what originally attracted people, was the message of liberty. Where there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty.
Right. And a lot of the people that come and then they don't know the Lord. after coming for a little while and they hear the message of truth and the message of liberty from the scripture that's not being preached usually, they wind up accepting the Lord and becoming a Christian. So that, you know, that's really exciting.
But you're not beating people over the head with it.
No, we just
preach. It's all these Pharisee preachers that turn everybody away.
We just preach the truth and, you know, all truth comes from Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. All truth comes from Christ. And that means all truth ultimately leads to Christ. So when you preach the truth, and that includes the truth of liberty and freedom and constitutional government and the principles that God has inculcated in his word relative to freedom, when you preach that, it's going to ultimately lead back to Christ. I mean, it can't help but.
Absolutely. Chuck Baldwin's our guest. We're going to get into the IRS scandals. Benghazi, get his take on the brutal beheading by a Muslim extremist after they ran a British trooper over. And people are saying that's a false flag. I don't think it is. Now, this is some morons. But the West has been radicalizing Islam for the clash of civilizations, and they can take our liberties. We're going to break that down as well. Stay with us.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love isn't leaving the freeway. Its fashion will rot as the cities fly by. The taillights is on.
Well, Pastor Chuck Baldwin is our guest, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author, very popular presidential nominee and candidate for the Constitution Party. Actually got a lot of national attention, listed in the MIAC Homeland Security Report as an evil extremist, along with Ron Paul and others. Do not dare listen to what he has to say. It's so horrible. And of course, you know, the only thing worse is a returning veteran or a libertarian or constitutionalist. Or in Colorado, they're openly, you know, the state police have admitted the feds are asking him, are you prepared to confiscate Christians' guns? That was in the Denver Post. And even Fox News reports that, oh, they now list evangelicals and Catholics next to Al-Qaeda in the Army training manuals. So I guess they also badmouth George Washington, so you're in good company. That's not satire, folks. No, we just had legendary satirist Mike Judge of King of the Hill and so much more in that big exclusive interview, but this is not satire. And by the way, we're carrying both of his powerful books. These really could change the face of this country, which is starting to happen. Romans 13, the true meaning of submission. This was Hitler's favorite verse to say, you know, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Do what the government says, when it's actually the opposite of what the Bible says. It's full of, it's got to be 50 or something Bible verses in here. Great book, history. But the new one is To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns, by Timothy Baldwin, who is a constitutional lawyer, and of course his dad, Pastor Charles O. Chuck Baldwin. And, you know, he's on with us right now for the rest of the hour. He's going to be on whatever he wants to cover on the nightly news tonight. The real reasons he's here is to be interviewed for Obama Deception 2. And, of course, he was kind enough to come here. I guess it didn't get relayed when I said set him up for Obama Deception 2, that was why he was here. But now he knows that's why he's here. So much going on. You know, a lot of stuff goes into making the sausage around here, folks. You don't want to see it happen. But before we get into all of this, and both these books are available at InfoWarsStore.com, and purchasing there also supports the work we're doing and this whole operation we've built. Before we get into that, you're coming out and saying, yeah, we'll kill U.S. citizens with drones, no judge, no jury. And now they executed one of the patsies who supposedly knew the patsy bombers at the Boston thing. They said, we don't know how, why it really happened. We just shot him in the head at his house. And I'm afraid they'll come shoot me in the head and say I resisted or something. I mean, this is what, you know, authoritarian systems tend to do. We've got really a clash happening. An awakening is happening. How big, you know, is questionable, but it appears to be giant from what I've seen. But while the evil is also on the offense, I wanted to ask Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, his take on the state of the world in general and this tectonic, historic battle that's taking place. But first off, great to have you here, my friend. What do you think of the studios now that you've had a tour?
Fantastic. It's great. It's great to meet the staff. You got some wonderful people working around you. You've got some great facilities, building a brand new studio. It's awesome. I mean, what people see on the camera is just a small portion of what it takes to run this show. And Alex, you're to be commended. You're doing a great job. You got millions of people out there that love you and praying for you.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to get, because so many people obviously want to come see the office, but then we'd have fans outside the door. So it's kind of a private facility. It's just that we are trying to go to the next level. And so I appreciate your good report. Like you said, in your sermon you gave, you know, he has given a good report. Where would you like to begin here today? I've thrown out a lot of stuff.
I tell you what, I'd like to begin with the book, because I really believe that this book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns, could revolutionize the churches of America and literally could change the course of the country. You know, when we went through this last debacle with Feinstein and Obama trying to cram this gun control legislation down our throats, it would have happened except for millions of people, freedom-loving, God-fearing people, rose up and said, no, you're not taking my semi-automatic rifles. We are not going to tolerate any more gun control. And they rose up with such a voice that it didn't even pass the U.S. Senate, Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate. So we won a temporary victory. But the thing that we noticed, Alex, was that the pastors of the churches were absolutely silent. They were not even engaged whatsoever. They took no stand. In fact, some of them just said, well, we should do whatever the government says. And so we recognized, that is we, my son Tim and I, that there wasn't anything out there in book form addressing this subject. And so we set out to do that. And we really put our hearts and our minds in this. We put together, we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Bible verses. You know, there's been a lot of books written on the Second Amendment from a constitutional point of view or historical point of view. Alex, there's not a book out there anywhere that...
No, I know. The book came in a couple of weeks ago. I could not put it down. And the issue is, even if you're not a Christian out there or religious, folks, they have captured to the World Council of Churches and ecumenicalism and all of it, the churches. Major Methodist churches are taking the crosses out from San Francisco to Austin, Texas. They're sending in change agents who are really globalist operatives. The Southern Baptist Convention is saying, okay, there's no Second Amendment. Major Catholic publications are coming out saying time to repeal. That's the headline, Second Amendment. Explain how the country was founded, Pastor, as also a historian, and versus what they've done now. I mean, the globalists knew they had to get the churches. And, folks, you need to know that if you're in one of these 501c3s worshiping the government, you might as well move to North Korea and worship Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, the history of our country is really the history of the church. There would have been no Bunker Hill. There would have been no Lexington Green. There would have been no Concord Bridge. No Declaration of Independence. There would have been no United States of America had it not been for the pastors of colonial America that the British Crown called the Black Regiment. They called them that because of the long black robes they wore in the pulpit. But these were men like Jonas Clark, pastor of the Church of Lexington, for example, that taught their congregants what the biblical principles were relative to freedom and liberty, the Second Amendment, the preservation of life, the protection of life, etc. So when the British troops ascended upon Lexington.
Talk to those folks out there. Talk to the preachers. There they are. I'm pointing you at the camera. Tell them.
When they ascended on Lexington in April 1775, it was the Minutemen of that time that they called in history now were really nothing more than the congregation of the Church of Lexington, pastored by Jonas Clark. These men had been taught the principles of liberty, of freedom, of self-defense, etc. They knew where the line was drawn. They knew that we only have one sovereign, and that's not government. It's God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And that any authority, human authority, that tramples the rights of others, that abridges the parameters and jurisdiction that God has granted to it in Scripture, they become tyrannical, and they must be resisted because there's only one king. And that's not King George, or it's not the president, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. So the congregants at the Church of Lexington understood this. And when the British troops came, 800 of them, there was about 70, 75 men from the Church of Lexington that stood on Lexington Green, right outside the church where they worshiped every Sunday, with their muskets in hand, and they formed a line of defense. The British saw them, open fire, 8 men were immediately killed. They returned fire in self-defense, and that was the shot fired, heard around the world, and the war for independence began. They went to Concord. They amassed a defense at the bridge. They drove off the British, and everything became history at that point. The point is that never would have happened had it not been for the pastors of colonial America. And that's the difference that Tim and I saw, Alex, whenever we were looking at this latest gun grab attempt by Obama.
Oh, I've been to 20 churches in town or more. I don't care, Baptist, whatever it is. It's a bunch of government worship. And what did you think when Billy Graham's organization and his son came out against the Second Amendment? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what I thought, because you read my column. But, yeah, Franklin Graham, you know, and Lamb, Richard Lamb. Of course, you need to understand that Richard Lamb from the Southern Baptist Convention is a member of the CFR. Probably most of your audience, very enlightened audience.
So that's a group sworn to destroy the United States.
Yeah, he's a member of that. So that didn't surprise me, but I really was disappointed when Franklin Graham came out and endorsed portions of the Obama gun grab. I think it shows a couple things. I think it shows how thirsty these guys are to receive the approbation of government. I think secondly, it shows.
That's like the kiss of death. Whenever the media attacks me, I go, more.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they don't get it. They're out of bullets.
I realize that. But let me tell you what. I came out of the religious right, Alex. I was with the Moral Majority back in the 80s. Jerry Falwell was my mentor. I traveled with him on his personal jet. I've been to all the big conferences, as you said. I've met these guys. I've talked with these guys. I know what's going on. There is a desire among so many of them to be accepted by the power elite.
No, it's like status. People get off on it like it fulfills them, like they're not fulfilled till they're hanging around with some billionaire.
Well, there's a lot of perks that go along with it, too. It's not, you know, when you sit at the king's table, there are perks, and they want those perks. But regardless of that, I think there's another with Franklin. I think it was also maybe a little bit of ignorance. I don't know. Some of these guys, I think, are disconnected from reality. First of all, most of them have never studied the Constitution. I'm telling you, most of them have never studied the Constitution. They've never read our history. They have a very myopic view of Christianity. They've been taught in a paradigm that's very limited in scope. And I think that a lot of that lack of education and information, it comes out whenever they start supporting some of these things, and they really don't know what they're supporting. So whether it's one or the other, the matter of the fact is that I took Franklin to task on this publicly several times, that we cannot allow these Christian leaders who do not know the Constitution to form the opinion of the churches and Christians in America. And that's why we wrote this book.
It's the Bible that does it.
That's exactly right.
If you want to start a new religion called government worship, go do it. Write your new book and try to get your converts. But don't say the Bible says we're supposed to worship government. I mean, according to this Romans 13 interpretation, Germans should have submitted to Hitler. And I guess they did.
Yeah, exactly.
And 20 million of them died.
Exactly. And according to the modern interpretation, of the subject at hand, is Christians have no right to defend their Second Amendment rights. They should turn over their weapons should the government require them to do so.
And stand around while somebody saws a guy's head off. The video in England of these guys killing this guy with and everybody just stands around, even talks to him. And everybody's so liberal, they're kind of like, yeah, maybe murdering him is good. I mean, he was white. And so the answer is set up a wood chipper. All white people are fed into it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Baldwin's our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Chuck, I was talking to you during the break, and you're the same way. You want to work all the time fighting this because being oppressed, having tyranny come in and taking over your life is so fundamentally upsetting. And then you see other people just happy to sell out to it. And I think that's a spirit that's in people. But continuing, getting into the book meant to be given to preachers that goes over the hundreds of Bible verses about being armed. What does the Bible say about self-defense versus what these government-run churches say?
Yeah, and not just the pastors, but also the Christians that are in the pews. They need to be enlightened every bit as much. Yeah, the very first chapter of the Bible, when you get into the work of creation, God gave man two basic commands. He told him, first of all, to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That's the command of procreation. All right, and then right after that, he said, if any man shed man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. So right away you have the duty and the responsibility to provide life. And then secondly, to protect life. The protection of life is just as important as the ability to provide life. So God gave to both of those responsibilities to man. It is ludicrous that God would say to the human family to procreate, have children, have a family, have a home, and then not give them the responsibility and the duty to protect and provide for that family. In the New Testament, the scripture says if a man provide not for his own, he is worse than an infidel. He's denied the faith. Okay? So provision. Of course, going to work, having a job, making an income, providing food and clothing and nourishment and housing and so forth. But also protection, protecting our families from the criminal element of society.
Look at England, where a guy's getting his head sawed off for like 15 minutes and 30 people stand around taking photos, not even having empathy. But the basics of civilization is defending your family. Absolutely. The whole Bible is examples of people defending themselves and God saying, who will stand up for me against the wicked ones?
If you were to take out the stories of the Bible where you find an example of one of God's men resisting evil authority, and sometimes with arms. I mean, look, Jephthah, Samson, Gideon, take all the judges. Look at the life. Look at Abram. Abram went.
Look at David. The Philistines said that was their land. He should have knelt to them.
Yes.
Jesus should have done what they said.
In the Garden of Eden, for example, the verse that they often use when Jesus told Simon Peter to put up his sword, they that live by the sword die by the sword. That's the verse that they always, by the way, all these verses are covered in this book. We go all the verses that they use to justify passing.
It'll always say right before or right after what it actually means.
So we use all that. For example, Jesus said right before that passage, he told the disciples if they didn't have a sword to sell their clothes and go buy one. Okay? Jesus commanded them to buy a sword, a Roman sword. Now understand too, Alex, that the Roman sword was a military instrument that the Jewish people were not allowed to carry under Roman law.
He was saying get illegal weapons.
He was saying get an illegal weapon, a military style weapon.
The best, most deadliest short sword out there.
That's right. The most effective, efficient self-defense tool in the world at that time. And he actually told them, commanded them to go buy one, even though the Roman law said you couldn't have one. So this shoots.
But that's just Jesus. I mean, he's
that's the Son of God. You know, we're talking about a complete misunderstanding. When Jesus told Simon Peter to put up the sword, notice he did not tell him to give up his sword. Okay, again, an illegal weapon. He's already carrying it with him. There were two swords among the 11 apostles as Jesus.
No, it was time for Christ to make the sacrifice, right. So that wasn't the time to fight.
Exactly right. It wasn't the time to fight. Jesus came to die to give his life a ransom for the sins of mankind. He made that very clear. The disciples didn't understand that. Jesus did. He was telling Simon, put up your sword. It's not time to use it. I have come to give my life. I've come to be arrested. I've come to be crucified.
But that's why he was just crying in the garden.
But notice that he also, Alex, whenever the soldiers came, why didn't they arrest Simon Peter when he cut off the ear? I mean, that would have been attempted murder. If you were going to make a legal charge out of that, that would have been attempted murder.
Christ wanted them to go on and be witnesses.
Right. But why didn't they arrest Simon? Why didn't they arrest the disciples? Why didn't they disarm him? Why did Simon Peter leave with his sword?
Because Christ did the miracle and...
Because Christ had knocked the soldiers on their can with the power of his voice, and he protected the disciples and their ability to keep their arms.
So the witnesses could be there.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. And most people read the Bible, they don't get how deep it is. I mean, there's no literature like it because it's not literature. We'll be right back with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
On the turning away from
Please don't forget that this radio broadcast is listener supported. When you support our local AM and FM stations, advertisers, or become an advertiser, you help expand our broadcast to people that would never hear the truth or never hear this thought-provoking information, even if you don't agree with a lot of stuff we say. It's time to get outside the cookie-cutter system. When you buy the heirloom non-GMO seeds at the lowest prices, that's what I've instructed my crew to do. We have a giant selection. It's expanding every week. The Seed Center, to grow your own great organic food or to store it for emergency or to give to others. It's so important. Infowarsstore.com with the Seed Center. We've added a bunch of stuff in there now. Really exciting. My garden's going great as well. Got a bunch of fruit trees as well. I live out in the country outside Austin. We have the ProPure water filtration system. We have only done this one other time, and ProPure sold out. We're their biggest dealer. Sold out in a couple weeks. So we're only running this for a week. We already have the lowest price on all the ProPure stainless steel gravity-fed filters that blow the competition away. Side-by-side comparisons available at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm a capitalist, free marketeer. We have the lowest prices at 10% off. 15% off Memorial Day special, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now is the time to start filtering your water. Or if you're already doing it, give the gift to friends and family. That way you help your family, get them to use a very easy-to-use, takes about 2 minutes to put the filter together, it's like 20,000 gallons or something, so you have to get new filters. They've got special filters that cut out the fluoride as well. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And to keep or not to keep, it's $14.95, folks. Okay, that is very close to cost for what we buy at wholesale. You need to get this book to every pastor you know and every youth pastor and everybody going to seminary. I don't care whether they're Catholic, Protestant, Mormon, Easter bunnies, whatever they are. This is the Bible. And 70-something percent, some numbers they say 80% identify as Christian. I can get Pastor Baldwin to give me his numbers. They claim to be Christian. I'm not up here on some high horse. I just know that they have taken over our big churches. And I go to them. My wife still goes to big churches in town. And the overall will be good stuff, but it's still a bunch of government worship at the end of it. And their argument is, well, we're going to save souls, and if everything goes to hell, you know, at least we'll have the souls saved. People are going to be deceived by all this evil if they don't know the big picture. This government is pure evil at the top. They're aborting babies, after they're born. They're wanting to kill them up to age 3 now. The Journal of Pediatrics publishes papers on that. These are not liberals. And the so-called conservatives are just the placeholders for them, so we think we have an opposition to all of this. And I like Senator Cruz coming out and saying our big problem is the Republican Party. We can beat the Democrats. Our big problem is the establishment people like Senator Graham and others, Lindsey Graham. Our problem are people like Franklin Graham. I mean, it is incredible. All the government arms of the teeth and does all this, saying we shouldn't be armed. So this book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. I mean, unbelievable. Why do we supposedly have a military to fight other evil governments? Well, if governments are all ordained by God, then how is that the case? No, if you become evil, God will turn your society over and let the evil take over. Am I correct in saying that, Pastor Baldwin?
You're exactly correct, Alex. And let's not forget that the very fact that you have a military or police, that most Christians and most conservatives would recognize the right to enforce the law and to defend the community or the nation, as the case may be, that all of that derives its legitimacy from we the people. Okay? They have the right to defend the country and to defend the community with force because we as individuals, created in the image of God, have the right to protect our lives.
We created a government duly constituted amongst men to secure our liberty, and they are our servants that we have created a professional force. But now that professional force has not become our king.
The point, though, is that Christians need to realize that if they really believe that the military and police have the right to bear arms and to protect society and protect the nation, they only have that right because they got it from us. It is an individual God-given right first.
Yeah, we got it from God.
And it became a collective right as we, the people, ceded to them that authority. But it stems and grows from we, the people. It's an individual right given to us by God. If we don't have a right to defend ourselves individually, then the military does not have a right to defend the country collectively, or the police does not have the right to defend the community collectively. They only have that right collectively because we have the right individually as it was given to us by God. And that's a disconnect that Christians just don't seem to understand.
Well, you're empowering evil when you say good people can't have weapons because they will follow that law, and you've just empowered evil.
Well, not only that, I think it shows an utter ignorance on the behalf of the pastors and the Christians of the country who haven't studied the principles of natural law as given to us by God. The seminaries haven't taught it. The Bible college, I mean, look, I've been through all that. You know, I grew up in that. I mean,
how did you wake up then? When was that?
You know, it's a long process. I mean, we all mature at different rates and different levels, but I guess it was probably 1994. When Clinton first got elected, I started my radio show. He was elected in 92. I started my show in 94. I started scouring the news and started, you know, getting involved. I started listening to you, and I started hearing a lot of the other things that were going on in the country, doing my own research, doing my own study, because you don't learn this in school. I had to go into the Bible, search it for myself. I had to do a lot of self-study. And as I began to grow and I began to learn, I realized how much I didn't know. And I began to develop an appreciation for where we are as a people in terms of where we were in our history.
Well, it's certainly advanced now. I learn a lot watching your sermons. And I mean, I sit there. I don't usually get to watch them when they first happen live. I watch them a day or two after my wife watches them. Okay. And people can go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com, but also find them on YouTube.
Right. Yeah, we put all of our sermons up on YouTube now. Almost the same day. We have a technical crew that puts them up either on Sunday night or very early on Monday morning. So usually by Monday morning, they're already up on YouTube.
I want to, you know, tonight, I think I'm going to, because, I mean, it's my nature. I get excited talking to people, and then I run off, you know, at the mouth with a bunch of points, which is good but also bad. I want to, I think one of the other crews doing the news segment, but I was going to do an interview with you tonight on TV. I think what I should do is just introduce you, and maybe you can preach a sermon tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. You want to do that?
Wow.
I'll bring a lectern in there if you want.
Alex, I'm your servant, whatever you want me to do.
I don't want to wear you out, but you said you're here to work.
I'm here to work.
You, I mean, we're going to do this radio show. We're going to do the interview for Obama Deception. And then you can give an hour-long sermon if you want.
Yeah, whatever you want me to do. But what I want your audience to know is the importance of this book and how it can change the course of the church. Look, in the first 48 to 72 hours after the book was released, a sizable percentage of the orders that we got, Alex, were from pastors. That's encouraging. That's encouraging. That what they're saying is, look, we know in our heart that we have the right to keep and bear arms. We know in our heart we have the right to defend ourselves. We know in our heart that it's wrong for the government to tell us to surrender our semi-automatic rifles. But where in the scripture do we find that? They've never been taught. And so that's why this book is so important. It shows them in the scripture where the Bible gives them the authority under natural law and revealed law.
But a lot of these preachers are so government controlled, they'll probably say the Bible is of the devil.
Well, the preachers that are government controlled,
they're going to say Obama is Jesus, basically.
Those people, I don't know that there's any hope for them. The only hope for that is if you're in a church like that, you need to get out.
Well, I'll tell you, we've discovered Bill and Melinda Gates are funding a lot of these churches. And, you know, he's a big collectivist and eugenicist. Right. And they send in now from the central churches, the Methodist and others, they send in change agents that are not even, they're atheists. But they're up there running the whole thing. And I'm sure you know about this phenomenon where they're actually just cold-blooded operatives. They're incrementally trying to keep the church there to be basically a Soviet army. But by increments, they're there basically re-educating people.
Well, even the ones that aren't, even your typical 501c.
No, but I'm telling you, there are a lot of them that are operatives.
Oh, I believe that. No, I don't have any doubt about that. And we all know about the
clergy response team.
Clergy response team the theme has been doing. I've got a lot of pastors that have given me firsthand testimony about that.
Oh, tell us about that. Tell us about that Or don't forget tonight, because okay. We got the documents, and later people didn't believe me, and then it was on the news.
Right.
They go, oh, turn your guns in, it's of the Lord.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So during an emergency, you turn the guns in.
No, that's written. I mean, they've got that in their training manual.
No, but I want to hear what the preachers briefly, the preachers you know, what did they say?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
I mean, and that's chilling.
Yeah, but the point is that even the ones that are just your typical 501c3 pastor, they really have been buffaloed into thinking that somehow or another, that because they're 501c3, they can't say this, they can't say that, they can't get involved in politics, they can't take a stand. It's an intimidation factor. And as a result, they are afraid to broach.
Well, it's political correctness. I mean, I was at Martin Springs this weekend, and there was a Hispanic guy and two white guys swimming around, and their girlfriends were up on the bank, and one of them goes, let's get Chinese food when we leave here. And the two white guys said to the Hispanic, because it's the white guys that are so politically, you know, correct, they go, shh, don't, you can't say Chinese. And they weren't joking. And now people think everything is like racist or something. And it's the same thing. Once you get yourself in that box, the box only gets smaller to where you're afraid to talk about anything.
Yeah. And that's where these guys are. They really are afraid to talk about it. And a lot of them have never studied it. They've never been taught it. They don't know the first thing about the principles of natural law. They don't know the first thing about the principles of freedom and liberty. Everything that the founding fathers understood from a historical and a spiritual perspective, even the ones that were not Christians, they understood the biblical principles of liberty.
Well, that's why.
That's what's missing today. And that's what this book helps to resolve. This book, Alex, I believe if enough Christians and pastors would read it, it would revolutionize the church. And if it revolutionizes the church, it could change the course of the country.
And that's up to the listeners to get the book at InfoWarsStore.com and to go hand deliver it. And then a month later say, did you read that? And if the pastor hasn't done that, I'm not a big guy into breaking up churches, but these aren't even churches. How do people make an issue? Hand out flyers, call for a church meeting about it? I mean, how do you make these churches stop being a New World Order mouthpieces?
Well, first of all, if you are a freedom lover, and you're attending one of these silent, sheepish 501c3 churches. Get out. Vote with your feet. You know, they continue to give their tithes and offerings. They continue to support.
But do you tell people I'm leaving because of this?
Yeah, absolutely. They need to know. They need to know that they are not being the shepherd to their flock that God would have them to be. And as a result, the sheep are not going to stay with that shepherd. They need to understand that as long as they have the crowds and the money and the buildings and the notoriety, what is the motivation they have to make any difference in what they're doing? They're not going to change anything. But if enough people out there in the congregation said, look, it's so late in the day, preacher, our country is going to hell in a handbasket. We're about to lose our freedoms. Your kids and mine are going to grow up in tyranny. If we, you and me, if we don't do something about it now, and if you're not going to take a stand for my kids and for my grandkids and for the freedom of this country, according to the scriptures that God has given you as a watchman on the wall, then I'm going to go find a shepherd who will. And if enough people did that, I think at least the pastors would say, wait a minute, there's something here I'm missing.
It's incredible. I want you to go over some of the verses that you've got in the book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns, written with your constitutional lawyer son, Timothy Baldwin. Again, Chuck Baldwin, the pastor, is here with us. I mean, this is really the fight, folks. There's hundreds of them in here, but let's get into some of these scriptures, and then some of the scriptures they use to go after the guns.
Okay, well, let's go to page 72 and 73. We touched on it just briefly before in the last segment, I mean. If you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword, what Jesus said in the Garden of Eden. And they take that to mean, well, if you use the sword in any way, then you're wrong, you're sinful, you shouldn't do it. And that's what Jesus said to Simon Peter in the garden, when actually the opposite is true.
How do you send the military off of the sword? It's just totally hypocritical.
What Jesus was saying, though, he was saying, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Alex, what he was saying was the tyrants,
they live by the sword offensively.
That's right. They live by the sword by inflicting harm upon others through brute force.
And we have the sword for defense.
And as a result, they will die by the sword. And that verse is repeated in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 10. And it says the same thing again. And he's talking about that was not a warning to Simon Peter. That was a promise to Simon Peter. He was saying to Simon, look, it's not time for you to use
the sword. Vengeance is mine.
That's right. It's not time for you to use the sword now because I came to die and give my life a ransom for the souls of men. You put up your sword. But they that live by the sword, these tyrants that enforce their will by the edge of the sword, they are going to
die. Because next he says, go and buy a Roman sword.
No, he said that before that. He said before that, go buy a sword. And there were already two of the disciples that were carrying swords. Simon Peter was the other one. I think probably Matthew was the second one. Jesus told the rest of them.
And by the way, if they caught you with a sword, they would crucify you.
Well, it was against the law. It was against Roman law.
So he said break unconstitutional assault weapon bans.
Exactly.
But that's Jesus. We should listen to the preacher, not him.
Yeah, Jesus did. I mean, that's something that most pastors just have never thought about. And to your audience out there, ask your pastor, do you realize when Jesus told his disciples to buy a sword, he was talking about the Roman sword, the most efficient, effective self-defense tool in the world. It was a military-style weapon. He was telling them to purchase a weapon that the Roman government had forbade the Jewish people from owning and possessing. He was requiring them that they break human law in order to fill God's law. Now, that is something that most pastors have never even thought about. And we know it's the same sword because in the Greek language, the same word is used when Jesus said the sword as it was in Romans 13 when he talked about the government. They bear not the sword in vain. He's talking about the government in Romans 13.
Well, plus he's saying, render unto Caesar, that's which is Caesar. Whose face is on it? It's the government's currency. So, of course, they control it, he's saying. It's like, you know, using Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, my point is that it's the same word for sword that he used when he told the disciples to go.
Yeah, but Daniel,
it's the same word.
Daniel should have done what he was told to not go in the lion's den. The other people shouldn't have gone in the fiery furnace. They should have done what they were told. According to these preachers.
Yeah. I mean, take all the
stories. John the Baptist should have done what Herod said.
Take all of the stories out of the Bible where you have an example one of God's people resisting evil authority. Resisting the law, and you're going to take out a sizable portion of the Bible. In fact, I would say, find me a major Bible character that did not resist the law.
I think, because I've read the whole Bible not as much as you, I'd say 70% of the Bible. I mean, Moses should have done what Pharaoh said. He resisted. He was a bad person.
Moses, when he, according to Hebrews, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God, rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the riches of Christ, the reproach of Christ, greater riches. When did he do that? He did that when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster who was murdering the Jewish slave.
He protected someone.
He
should have helped the taskmaster kill the old man.
If the rest of the Hebrews would have understood what Moses was doing, they would have joined him at that point, and they would have saved themselves from 40 years of tyranny. But because they wouldn't follow Moses then, they had to go through 40 more years of tyranny.
Unbelievable. You heard it. Moses was evil. He defended an old person. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to let the government kill them.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Johnny B. Goode. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a clip coming up here in a moment. Do we have that queued up? Obama, just like 3 minutes ago during the break, this was live, he's up there talking about how great it is to have drones killing U.S. citizens without due process and how liberal that is and how he's going to get 5 more peace prizes for it. And, you know, he's got his disinfo trolls out there saying that all sorts of baloney about us. And probably a Code Pink lady, the way they sound. Gets up there and says, you know, there's people on a hunger strike. Oh, yeah, they're dying. And it's mainly innocent people at Gitmo. It's just a torture base. Meanwhile, the globalists run the real Al-Qaeda on record in Libya and Syria and then use the extremists they wind up to as a pretext to take our liberties. And of course, this is now becoming mainstream news, thank God. And people are like going, wait a minute, you bring in the radicals, then they kill people, then you take our rights, and then you're funding their commanders. Yeah, the people doing it are extremist, but the point is that they're being wound up. But here is Obama being heckled, and this went on for a while. Here it is.
So, let me finish, man. Good. So, today, once again,
today, these desperate people.
I'm about to address it, ma'am, but you got to let me speak. I'm about to address it.
Commander in Chief.
Let me address it.
Close Guantanamo today.
Why don't you let me address it, ma'am?
Those 86 prisoners.
Why don't you sit down and I will tell you exactly what I'm going to do.
Today, that includes
sit down and I'll lie to you.
Thank you, ma'am.
It includes Shocker Armour.
Thank you. Thank you.
Said he wouldn't hire lobbyists.
Thank you.
Did hire him.
You should let me finish my sentence.
Look at that arrogance.
Today.
Said he wouldn't do bailouts,
once again,
but he did.
On Congress to lift the restrictions on detainee transfers from Gitmo. I have asked.
This is pure bull.
I have asked the Department of Defense to designate a site in the United States where we can hold military commissions. I'm appointing
that's even
a new
better.
Senior envoy at the State Department.
Oh, that's enough. Shut it down. We're going to go into overdrive and let the pastor finish. But folks, the reason we played this is, they make it act like it's conservative to have people secretly held with no due process and tortured for years, even when it's found they're innocent, and then release the really bad guys to go out from there and commit attacks as their promise of getting out. That's happened. That's a mind control base. On record, the CIA has a mind control facility. That's like frontline PBS. Well, you're chomping at the bit here, Pastor. We're going to get your take on it. But you caught it. That's why I love Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He's smart. There's so few people that really get stuff, and I'm not, you know, bragging or also being, you know, patronizing. It's true that folks, they're setting the precedent to set up, which they've already built some of them, giant domestic prisons with no due process here for citizens as well, instead of Cuba. And it's like, oh, we demand you close Gitmo. You bet. I'll move people here and secretly hold them. No, Pastor, I saw you like get that.
Yeah. You know, we all know about these FEMA camps have been popping up all over the country. We know about the Department of Homeland Security
that's, show people
that's buying, you know, all kinds of, how many billion rounds of hollow point ammunition?
2 billion rounds.
Hundred, you know, here. Thousands of tanks and, weapons, and this is all for the Department of Homeland Security. This is supposed to be domestic enforcement. So who they plan on using all that against? I mean, and then he's talking about building a facility like Gitmo in the United States of America. I mean, oh boy, Alex, just stay on the air, man. Keep putting this stuff out.
Well, I need your prayers. Because let me tell you, we're definitely right over the target.
Absolutely. If you weren't over the target, you wouldn't be catching flack.
Well, they wouldn't put you in the Mayock Report as a terrorist. Yeah, along with that evil Ron Paul.
Yeah, me and Ron Paul.
You know, he says the TSA always gives him double checking because, you know, he's dangerous.
Oh, I could tell you.
No criminal record, never had a speeding ticket.
I could tell you some stories on that myself.
I want to hear it. We're going into overdrive right now. Right now, the Mike Judge interview is going up at InfoWars.com in 10 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, there's a lot of breaking news on InfoWars.com. We'll cover on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with Chuck Baldwin. Muslim connected to British intelligence, you knew that would come out, says there will be more lone wolf attacks. And, of course, they'll never be arrested. The people, just like the 7/7 bombing, turned out was run by an MI6 agent who was totally protected. British ministers call for mass government snooping in wake of Woolrich attack. It's already going on. They already spelled everything on record. Now they just want to, you know, tell you they're doing it. Florida cops plan to harass gun show attendees. That's really a devastating article. Senator calls for free cell phone providers, welfare abusers, and calls for the end of the program. State of Connecticut crafts special act to hide Sandy Hook evidence. That's big. Was the Woolrich attack a hoax? Debunked. We debunked that it's a hoax. David Cameron to arm a Woolwich terrorist, getting into how he's already arming Al-Qaeda. A new precedent, armed domestic drone strikes will soon be reality. That's all up at InfoWars.com. There's some other news that isn't on InfoWars at PrisonPlanet.com. Putting bookends on this. We've only got about 3 minutes left. You're going to be on the nightly news. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, you've got the live streaming of your Sunday services. ChuckBaldwinLive.com, your non-501c3. Answer the question we got to up front, but you wanted the book for me. Where are we? Are we at the crossroads, the jump point, the event horizon? Or are we about to enter it? Because everyone in their spirit can feel the quickening.
No, there's no question about it. I think we're definitely at the crossroads. And I think that that's one of the reasons why we see so many people moving to our area there in the Flathead Valley of Montana. Since we've been there 3 years ago, we've had scores of families that have come to the Flathead Valley. They didn't know each other. It was just something inside of them that caused them to leave their home, their businesses, their friends, their family, come thousands of miles, go to the Flathead Valley, because they know in their heart that things are at a tipping point. They don't know exactly what and when, but they know that things are going to be happening very soon, and they feel in their spirit they need to say be where we are in the redoubt area of the Montana. People, whether they move to Montana or whether they don't, the people understand that in their heart, in their spirit, things are at a critical juncture in our country. And that's why I think it's so important that what we're doing, what you're doing, I mean, you're providing the news every day. You're providing the inspiration. You got the videos. You got the audio. You got radio. You got television. You got all this thing that you're doing here. Great staff. What we're doing on our end is, you know, I left a church that I pastored for 35 years in Florida. It was a 501c3 church.
A big one.
It was fairly large. We went to Montana, to the Flathead Valley, and started a non-501c3 church. We broadcast our service every Sunday afternoon at 2:30 Mountain Time. We have people that are watching us all over the United States because they're people that are trying to find a patriot pastor and they can't find one.
That is so sad.
It is. But we're providing, we're doing what you're doing in a different
way. Ought to start a patriot seminary.
Oh boy. You know, I've thought about something like that. The workload that would take would be awesome. I don't know. I am praying about something like that in the back of my mind. My son Tim and I are doing a lot of work trying to get out this material like this to the people. But the fact is people need to understand that there is a 501c3 ministry out there that's broadcast on the web every Sunday afternoon. They can watch it live, or they can do what you and your family do. You can go to the archive sermons on libertyfellowshipmontana.com or chuckbowmanlive.com, and they can watch the archive sermons that stay up there perennially.
Yeah, no, what was the name of the sermon you gave about the connection from the past to the present?
Yeah, that was a message I preached a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember what the title of it was.
We're out of time, but Howard Phillips passed.
Oh, yes.
And you gave his eulogy?
I did, indeed. And Howard was a great man, a great friend.
You know, it's funny. About a couple months ago, I was like, you know, I hadn't had him on in a couple of years. Let me get him on. We tried to call and couldn't get a hold of him. I didn't even know he was dying.
Yeah. He'd been sick for a couple of years, and he finally passed away. And his wife, Peggy, and the family asked me to come and do this service, and I was honored to do that. Howard Phillips was one of the best, one of the greatest.
One of the guys that started waking you up?
Yeah, it really was. He really had a big impact.
Well, if you look back to the John Birch Society, Howard Phillips, and others, our entire resistance that's so big now comes out of them.
Yeah.
And that's why, who knows how big it'll be in the future, what we're creating.
Exactly.
Thank you.